For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Guys, I have an announcement. I'm launching my Patreon. And I know you're like, great, that's something I have to pay for. But I'm going to be doing some fun stuff on it. I'm going to start recapping old episodes of Bravo. And I'm going to start with season 3, Vanderpump Rules, from start to finish, and Pia is going to join me for the journey. We will release new episodes weekly, exclusively on the Patreon. And in addition to that, when I have guests on, we will do like pickup episodes of vintage Bravo. Like, I'm going to have Troy and Kelly from Beyond the Blinds on, and we're going to do the Bra Party from Roni. Honestly, one of my favorite Roni moments. And when I have another guest lined up, I will do probably the next one up will be Table Flip from Jersey, that final, the season 1 finale episode. Ugh, from start to finish, one of the best episodes of all time. And then next up, something from Atlanta. So just stuff like that, fun things, but all the vintage stuff will be exclusively on the Patreon, like just the jams over on the Patreon. I will include all the Patreon information, like the pricing and stuff. I'll include that information in the episode description if you're interested in just perusing that. And yeah, I did an episode with Ryan Bailey where we recapped season 2 Vanderpump Rules reunion. So that was a fun little flavor of what it can be like. It's just nice to go back to nostalgic times. When you don't have to worry about like what's currently happening on social media and just can remember the good old days of Bravo. It's nice. This episode is it's our first episode recapping Family Karma. It was wonderful. We did get into White Lotus before that. But I wasn't very prepared for the White Lotus talk. It's a little sloppy, not my best work. You know me, I'm just a perfectionist. I normally like to have a little bit of my notes prepared, but it was more of just a casual conversation. I'll be more prepared next week because loving White Lotus this season. Loving, loving, loving. That's it for the announcements. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're doing well. That's it. Okay, guys, enjoy the episode. Kendrick, I have a podcasting nightmare story.
Okay, I'm sure I can relate.
I don't know if you can.
Uh-oh.
All right, so I recorded with Ryan Bailey.
Yes.
Okay, a little tease for everybody. The episode will be, Kendrick and I are recording on Monday, November 21st. Uh-huh. My episode will be dropping tomorrow, Tuesday, November 22nd. Uh-huh. Ryan and I recorded Vanderpump Rules season 2 reunion part 1 and 2. Part 1 is on mine, part 2 is on his. We had a great fucking time. We recorded for 5 hours.
Whoa.
I've never done that. But he was the one who was like, "Should we just do both of ours back to back?" And I in my head was like, "That is going to be a long time because I know he can talk and I know I can talk." And so I was like, this is going to be long. We talked for a long time and it was exhausting, but it was like, you know, very advanced level podcasting. I was like, wow, this is like a masterclass. Mm-hmm. We both obviously recorded separate audio. So for those who don't No. When you record on Zoom, the audio can be like kind of spotty because obviously if you've ever gone onto a Zoom, you know that it'll like cut in and out. So what you can do is you record your audio just separately on your computer and then you have the audio file and then you match it. Love. I have sunglasses. For those not watching on YouTube, I have sunglasses on because my time management was horrendous today, so I didn't have time to do any glam.
But I match your energy. It's okay.
So Kendrick just threw on a hot pair of shades. So that's the vibe today. Mm-hmm. So we recorded our separate audio files. And, well, you see, that was on a Thursday. And I saved the audio file.
Mm-hmm.
And I had other recordings. I recorded Winter House. I recorded something else. And I deleted a bunch of files in a desktop cleanup.
Oh.
And then I emptied my trash.
Oh, no.
Oh. And then I realized it. And I was like, oh, my God. So I only had the Zoom audio, which you're thinking, how bad could that be? Well, for the first time, and I don't even know how long, I didn't check to see if the Zoom was picking up my good mic. It was picking up my fucking computer mic.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh,
so
God.
The entire audio, I have to put a disclaimer in front of it. Like, guys, it's my computer mic.
Oh, no.
Isn't that hurt? Doesn't it hurt?
That's hurtful. Oh, God. We've all been, I remember, you know, because
it hurts.
There are times when what really sucks is when, like, you like know, like everything's saved, or like, you know, you're doing all the Zoom things, and then Zoom just chooses not to save one of the audios. It's like, where the hell did that go? I just recorded for 7 hours. Like, where's my audio? I kind of need that, and it's just nowhere to be found. It's a nightmare. Like, there needs to be an app that like follows you from app to app and just records everything you do. And just,
I got really close to recovering it. So first I looked on YouTube and they're like, just download this thing, and they're like, no problem. And I had so much hope so many different times.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I contacted Apple support, and I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, is there a way to recover a file once you emptied your trash? And they were like, no. And then they go, but if you back up to iCloud, first they asked if I backed up to Time Machine. I'm like, you know, I know that I've seen Time Machine on my computer.
Because I was about to say, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm like, but I opened it, but like, no, I clearly don't. But I know that I back up to iCloud. I'm like, I know I do that. Mm-hmm. But how the fuck do I get into it? Like, what do I do? Like, how? And they're
right.
Like,
where is this cloud you speak of?
And they go, just sign into iCloud. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? She literally goes, open a browser. I'm like, oh, like literally go to iCloud.com. I didn't even know. I'm like, okay, I know how to do that. I'm like, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick, this is how close I got to getting it. I always save things to my desktop. That's like my process.
Mm-hmm.
This one time I saved it to my downloads because I was going to create a folder there so that I didn't get confused having it on my desktop. Well, guess what fucking doesn't save to my iCloud? My downloads folder.
Oh, no.
So I got so excited because I was like, oh my God, there's a bunch of files. And I was like looking, it was like, oh my God, but it's just my desktop. My downloads doesn't. Okay. So it was gone. It was so horrible. Doesn't it hurt? It was like such a sinking feeling. I came very close to crying, but it was like, you can't cry. Like, you can't actually cry tears.
Oh my
but
God.
I did just like lay in the fetal position on my bed for at least 10 minutes. Like, I just have to feel really bad for myself right now.
Let me just tell you, I am about one of those moments away from quitting podcasting. Like, all it takes is one bad moment enough for me to like think I have like a week's worth of work done and then to like come and see nothing on my computer. I promise all of you, that's all it's gonna take for me to quit. That I'm sending all this shit back to the company I bought it from.
It's all going not back. Kidding.
I am not kidding in the slightest. I'm like, no. Nope.
He's had it.
Kaya laughs at me all the time because I talk about quitting. Like, I get mad at like the most random stuff. I'm like, the mailman is so loud. I'm quitting podcasts. Like, I don't give a damn anymore.
That's when you threaten that first.
You're right. I always got to threaten it.
And it then has if I nothing say it a second to do time, with podcasting.
Exactly. But then she knows, like, if it comes a second time in that same day, then she's like, okay, something's really wrong. Let me check on him. But like, anything will set me off. It's so something like that where I have someone that like I know I've been wanting to record with. They're so fun and like all this stuff, and I can't find that audio. Oh,
that's it was painful.
Oh,
painful. And ironically, Ryan had a bunch of problems with his side of the audio too. Because like I thank God I had my audio when I recorded part two on his. Like I saved it, exported it, and sent it to him immediately. Because of course that's what I would do because it was his. It was for him.
Right, right.
He went to send me his and he's like, "Huh, I only have the first hour." And then he realized that on his, when he was recording his separate audio for his, he's like, I only have the first half hour. So for some reason, his side was not working. So it was just one of those.
So he had to use Zoom audio too?
Mm-hmm. But he said it was, I know. So we just, it was one of those things. Oops. Okay. So before we get into White Lotus, I have a bone to pick with a review I received on Apple on my Apple Podcasts.
I'm not gonna lie, I read your reviews because I when I need to pick me up, I'm like, let's see if people said nice things.
Oh,
about
really? That's yes. Sweet. Because there are always so many good ones for you.
Me and Pia, they always like, I love Emily and I love her co-host Pia and Kendrick. I'm like, okay, you know what? I needed this today. My job is like sucking the life out of me. I needed a kind word. So I think I know the one you're about to read because I was
the one star.
Yes, I was gonna say something to you earlier. I'm like, nope. If she misses that, not going to send it to her. I'm not going to be the damping doorstep for her. No.
Listen, you can have this opinion, but the one star?
Right.
Can you?
Petty.
Listen, Petty. Jade. She's disappointed. I understand, Jade. I understand exactly what you're saying because I thought I could talk about Potomac and leave out the topic of colorism. I did, but I received so many messages saying I couldn't, saying you can't talk about Potomac and not discuss it. That was sort of why I made the decision. So I totally understand your sentiment. Absolutely. But one star. Can you please just give me three?
Right. Egregious.
I'm not even asking for five. Three. I'm just begging.
Meet me in the middle. Right. Meet me in the middle.
So, Jade, if you don't mind.
Because, Jade, we love you.
I agree, Jade. But just give me three. You can go back in and change it.
I did say I was going to tell. I was debating whether or not I was going to tell you about, because I've gotten comments to people like, no, you guys have to keep covering it. I love your Potomac recaps and all like this. So I'm like, just watch Family Karma because it's the best. And I love that I've been getting a lot of comments saying, you know what? I heard you and Emily say, let me go back. And just like, y'all, no, they said that we said it was a very easy binge.
They were
like, I knocked it out in a day. And like, I love Family Karma. I'm like, yes. So like, come for the reviews. We love Family Karma too.
I really didn't anticipate so many people being like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. And I was like, I'm really happy that actually drove people to watch it because it is wonderful.
It's the jam.
And I went back and rewatched because I was like, I kind of forgot a lot about what happened on seasons one and two. Because a lot of time went in between season one and two because of COVID.
Yeah.
They reference something in season two and they're like, 2 years ago. And then they show a flashback to season one. I was like, oh, shit. So
they did that in this most recent episode that we're going to talk about. They were like, I think it was Anisha and Vishal. They said something and they like they went back to season one, but it was like 2018. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. So what I'm also, it makes me happy about it is that they survived COVID. Unlike Southern Charm New Orleans. Rest in peace. Honestly, one of the best shows to ever grace Bravo television.
Just bring it to Peacock. Bring it to Peacock.
It's like, what are we missing? Did something like behind the scenes happen? Because we love it. The people that love it are loud about it.
Right. It's so good, man.
Right? I don't get it. Before, though, we talk about Family Karma, we have to talk about White Lotus.
Yes. Okay.
I think this last episode was hands down the best episode.
Yes.
Excuse me. By far, right?
Could have used a little more Theo James nudity, but yes, agreed.
Always. You just throw him gratuitously in the background naked. I don't care. Just figure it out.
And the Brit. Yeah, either one of them is acceptable. Perfectly fine with that.
You asked me for my opinion. So yesterday, Kendrick texted me and asked my opinion on, what's the character's name?
Albie.
So Albie is the one that came. Oh, that's who you were asking my opinion on.
Oh, no, okay. I'm sorry. I was asking about Albie and Portia. I asked you about Portia. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Portia's a well-written character. I love her. I get why people are saying she's ungrateful. She's got this like all expenses paid vacation. I totally get the note. But I feel like I would be equally upset that like my annoying ass boss is making me like sit in a room while she sleeps and cries.
Like that wasn't even like my issue. I was like, because I wouldn't be listening to my boss. You're not gonna drag me halfway around the world and not let me see the damn pasta and what are they called, gondolas and all that nice shit. Like, no, I'm going to see it. But I asked you about her because I felt so bad for Albie at first. I was like, oh, like that. He's the nicest, sweetest person. But then I was also like, well, I thought,
she's there for fun. She just said that she's like, is everything boring? Mm-hmm. You know? And then along comes this guy who's like, I'll show you a good fucking time. Mm-hmm. And then not only does she get to like flirt with this fun guy, but then it makes Albie kind of have to like step up his game. And then along comes the fun prostitute and she's like, let's make her jealous. And then he starts kissing her at the bar and she's like, this is a good time. Let's go fuck in my room, dude. Yes. And so I'm happy for her.
So my thing now is I took it to Instagram. And so I asked the people, I'm like, okay, who should Portia have chosen? Because I was feeling so bad for Albie. I'm like, oh, but like, also, I get it. Yeah. And I feel so bad. So I went to Instagram. I'm like, okay, which one, if you were on this vacation, would you choose? Would you choose Sweet Albie or Hot Brit? Like, let me know which one. Overwhelmingly, it wasn't even like people voting. Overwhelmingly, people came in my DMs. And they were all messages like this. So I'm going to read the one from Brandon Good, who's like my favorite person to record with about Marvel. He said, Albie is like his father. He just doesn't realize it yet. And that's scarier. So give me the fuck boy who knows who he is and go about my business rather than the fake Prince Charming. And I didn't realize how many people actually like felt like Albie is going to, I don't know if they feel like he's a fake of a character, or if he's going to have this like wild turn by the end of the series. I don't know if he's going to be the one to kill somebody. Yeah. Or what's going to happen. But
well, he's working through a lot. Like he is stuffing so much down because of that dad issue. And like, you know, so like he's a complicated individual.
I get it.
So I love the writer's choice here because he needed a breakthrough.
Yes.
And that dad needed to come face to face with his reality, basically. So now he's got us now the prostitute's going to be hanging out with his son. And he's got to be like, I can't admit how I know you.
And she's doing it for free, by the way. So.
So I thought this was a brilliant turn. Loved it.
I'm so glad. How many episodes?
I don't know, like, but I'm like, please let it be 10. Like, I just want so many.
I know. I feel like it's going to be 8 total. Last season was 6, I think. And so I think this season...
There's only 2 left?
No, we've only been through 4 episodes.
That's only 4? It feels like we had like 6.
I know. So I think it's going to be 8 because we got like a mid-season trailer after this episode. So
did that happen last season?
I don't think so.
I don't feel like we did, because I was shocked at the mid-season trailer. I was like, oh, hello, Bravo TV.
Right? If Housewives has taught us nothing, we at least now know we're at the halfway point.
That's what I said. I was like, so we know what this is. This is clearly the mid-season trailer.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen one of these on HBO.
I've never seen a Euphoria half-season trailer, so.
That is what I said. I'm like, okay, they've taken note. I swear... You know, I've been saying this for a while now. I think there should be a category at the Emmys for best editing of like trailers, because honestly, the shit is like art.
I've been tricked into watching so many shows based on a trailer. Like trailer will make some shit. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir because you watch Housewives. So, I mean, we know a good trailer will rope us in and then we'll be in for the most disappointing thing in the world. So, I'm a good trailer. Oh, yeah.
Because give
it to me all
the
day.
The Salt Lake City trailer was really good. The Beverly Hills reunion trailer this last time was really, really good. Like, whoever does the editing has such a joy for it. So, and like whoever did the mid-season trailer for this White Lotus thing did really good. So like there needs to be a category, and I just want to see like how they would announce it, like next White Lotus, and they show like the mid-season trailer, and then the next they're like Beverly Hills Reunion season 10, and then they show,
you know? So it's just trailers in general. There's no like category like reality TV trailer or like okay, I'm here for it.
It's like just whoever put together the editing.
I'm here for it. That means that like all the Housewives are at the Emmys with the other people. I'm here for it.
Or it would just be the editors. I guess that's not as fun.
Oh yeah.
And it would be like how they did the other Emmys for like the technical stuff.
Oh, the creative arts Emmys.
Yeah. And they're like, no one really watches them. They're like, yeah. And they like cut to it. They're like, here's the creative arts Emmys they did.
Right.
And they show it all fast. I'm so happy the writers said, why are we not putting Jennifer Coolidge with a bunch of gay guys? What are we doing?
Hello.
Finally, get her with the. That's what we've been missing.
Literally.
So, thank you. Get her a bunch of gays who are like, that is who would love Jennifer Coolidge on vacation.
Absolutely.
Duh.
Are you kidding me? I feel like this is like mini Mykonos for her.
And finally, we get to see her flourish rather than that dumbass husband. God, he's horrible.
He sucks.
Talk about like the choices the actor's making, I guess, are good because I hate him.
Right. Exactly. It's like we all, it's two things. It's like we hate him, but we love her so much that it makes us hate him more.
Yeah.
So it's just get the hell out of here. Like, get out of here. I don't know where this story is going with like Audrey Plaza. Who, what's her character's name? Audrey Plaza. Harper.
Harper.
With Harper and Theo James's character. Like, do you think he's going to try to like make a pass at her, or if he's just like trying to make his best friend hate her, or like what's, I just cannot like figure it out. Or is this all like a ploy just for them to like let them bank their money or whatever it is that they're trying to do?
I really did not see that twist coming, because I totally forget that like rich people do that shit. I forget that like investing money is like a real flex that you like, I forget that. So I was I didn't see that.
Right.
I just want to say that bit, Aubrey Plaza is acting her pussy off.
Yes. Anything she's in, I'm in.
Like April Ludgate, who she said, she is giving you intention. She is giving you everything in that face. Her entire being changed when she found that condom wrapper. Like everything, like her whole entire essence changed. Like the shape of her face changed. I was blown away. It was so good.
She's amazing.
I can't, like, that's a, I can't tell if it's purely just to corrupt their dynamic in some way, shape, or form, whether it's to test how far she'll go. He knows that she hates him. And I feel like that's just something he can't stand, because he said outright, I want you to like us. I want you to like me. And so,
see, I can't tell if it's a turn on or a turn off for him, because I feel like it's almost a little bit of both. Like, he really, like, is desperate.
He's, like, mad at it, kind of.
Right.
But, like, also likes it. Like, he's like, ooh.
Because he's doing, like, these, like, overtly, I don't know, overtly sexual stuff, like changing in front of her. And like when he went out to the pool to, like, not the pool, the ocean, to flirt with her when she's, like, just out there for a solo swim, like all this stuff. But he's still, like, so that's why I can't figure out if him leaving that condom wrapper in that, in the, what was it, the couch. I can't tell if that was a,
oh, he on left purpose. It.
That was my thought, at least. Cause I don't think the husband cheated. I don't think Ethan cheated.
Oh, duh. Because he had sex in the other room. Kendrick, I'm so glad you said that. I was like, oh, I guess they had sex in there.
Right.
No, they had sex in the other room. And so he put it in there.
That's what I think.
Oh, my God. He did. He planted it there.
That's what I think.
Wait a minute.
That's the assumption I'm working on.
You just changed. Because they didn't they had sex in his room. Because that's the bigger room.
Yep.
Okay. So that really changes. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, my God. So then the way he's looking at her, he kind of knows. Oh, I need to watch the episode again then with new eyes.
I know. I feel like I need to too, just because.
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to watch it again with that perspective, because this whole the whole rest of the episode, I was like, I guess they did have sex in there. I just got that whole thing. I got it incorrect.
But I'm wrong about a lot of stuff. So you report back to me after you watch it. Let me know if I'm wrong.
But that I like more. So I hope it's that.
I know. I like that too.
Because Theo was watching from the doorway. And the girls woke up in bed with, what's his face?
Ethan? I think so.
I don't remember his name.
I have these somewhere.
Yeah, you have a little cheat sheet up. I can totally pull it up too. I didn't come very prepared for
White Cameron Lotus. And Ethan, I think they are.
Sorry, I did not. I don't have any notes for the White Lotus recap. I just got excited.
I know, just off the top of the head. I know.
I love, I fucking, I posted that I love her, and everyone's like, you have to watch this, you have to watch that.
Watch who?
Megan Fahey.
Who does she play?
She plays Daphne.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone's
I don't know, like, what I know her from, but I feel like I've seen her in a ton of stuff.
I didn't recognize any of the things people told me to see, so obviously, I've never seen her before. I don't recognize her from anything, but I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. When she's telling the story about how his friends are crazy, she's like, no, they're like dark. They're like fucked up. Like, sick.
I love, I don't know, someone posted it because I had to rewind it like twice, two or three times last night when I was watching it. But the scene where Jennifer Coolidge and Portia were like coming out to meet up with all the gay guys. And she heard someone say something. She was like, that is the weirdest voice I've ever heard in my life. And the way she said it just cracked me the fuck up. And I had to rewind it about three times. I wish I can find that. I'm going to find that clip and send it to you. But it was so random. But it cracked. See, like, that's why she's so good on this show and why she got the Emmy. Because I feel like they let her improvise a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like she's so good at it that every, like, choice she makes is a conscious one that she knows is just going to, like, have the audience in stitches if they catch these little moments.
She just I have to remind myself she's not actually that character.
Right.
Because, like, then when I see her, because then there's this Old Navy commercial that keeps running on Peacock and it's her. And yes. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's not that person.
I know. I feel like she's usually that person, and it's odd when you, it's like when you you know, most of the actors in Hollywood are British, so it's like when you hear someone not using an American accent, you're like, what is happening? Who are you?
Speaking of that British guy, like, he really isn't that hot, but once he starts talking, never mind. He's kind of weird.
Well,
looking.
At the pool the first time, I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he got wet. I'm like, okay, I can't really tell what's happening. But then when he's close up, I'm like, if he wasn't talking with a British accent, I don't think I'd think he's that hot. But then you pull away and his body's all hot. I'm like, yeah, no, he's fine. We're good.
Is it weird that I could not place the accent for the life of me when he first started talking? I was like, what accent? Like, where is he from? What is
that? I'm glad you said that, because I have a hard time with accents too.
I do all the time. I'm like, where are you from? Is that Scottish? What is that? I had no clue.
And they're like, it's British. I'm like, it is?
Right.
I feel really dumb too. That happens to me all the time. I have a hard time. And so I feel so bad too, because sometimes people are speaking in an accent and I'm like, I can't understand anything they're saying.
Right.
It's like they're just British accents. I'm like, can't do it.
Right. I'm trying.
Subtitles. The hotel staff. Okay, you know what I didn't ask you? You watched, I'm assuming, White Lotus season one. Did you watch it with everyone, like when it was happening?
Yeah, so all HBO stuff, I usually, like, even if I don't know what the hell it's about, I usually tune in. Like, okay. If it's a new show, like, because Sunday night is my HBO. Like, I feel like it's just designated to HBO. So, like, whatever is there, I'm like, I'm there. I'm watching it. So, yes, I was along for the ride, like, week to week for the first season.
So, I didn't watch White Lotus in season one when everyone was watching it. The problem with doing that is there was no way to avoid the hype on it.
Oh yeah.
So if you didn't watch with everyone, you just, which you have no experience doing, because you were along for the ride. I'm along for this ride, so I understand like what it feels like. But when you just watched and just saw the pictures that you had no context with and all that, the hype was overwhelming. So yeah. When I finally watched it, there was no living up to the hype.
Oh, gotcha.
No, so I was like, I mean, it's okay. Because right. I literally was like, there's no way it can possibly live up to this fucking hype.
It's also like, it's kind of weird because, like, I remember watching it like week to week, but it wasn't really like a water cooler show for me.
Okay,
like,
it
wasn't something I was like talking to everyone about. I just remember like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Let me watch White Lotus. You know, it was my thing.
Feel validated.
Yeah, because like, it's not that show like, it was really like almost like a scripted reality show in a way. Like you're seeing these people's lives, but like you don't know what this is really actually leading up to. You just know that someone dies. And so it's like, okay, I'm going to watch and find out like who dies, obviously. So, but I mean, it's enjoy, you know, Jennifer Coolidge, hilarious, you know, great cast. I'm like, okay, I'm in week to week. And so I was like, okay, great finale. I'm okay with it. But it wasn't like when it went off, when they announced that like, it was nominated for like 8 trillion Emmys. I was like, oh, really? You know,
yeah,
like, you know, it was, I'm like, I get it. It's HBO and they're like Emmy favorites all the time. So like, I get it. But I was like, when I watched and it started beating out some of the like stuff that like, I was like diehard passionate about, I was like, okay, this is
too far.
A little too far for me. Yeah. This is a little stupid. Okay.
Awards are 100% bought. I've learned the upsets along over the years. I'm like, oh, got it. Okay. Like, you guys okay.
Yeah.
Lies.
It's getting weird.
I think this season's a little bit better, maybe because of the setting. I don't know. Like, I love that it's in Italy. I don't know. I'm just, it's sexy.
I like it. I've always wanted to go to Italy too. It's one of the places I have not been yet. So I would love to go to Italy.
I would love to go to Italy 100%. Ugh.
We need to, if we start charting in Italy, then we need to like take a trip.
It's a sign.
No, that's it. There we go.
We show up and we're like, it's us.
And we're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. We're like, no? Okay. Well,
all right.
All right. Bye. Okay. Let's get into Family Karma.
Well, Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Favorite moments from the wedding.
Okay. So we have the color run here in Memphis. Like they do it every year. I've never done it. And I've always wanted to. So like seeing them do the color run on the beach, and I was like, oh, that is so dope. But also, I feel like I've been preparing myself my entire life to dance in a wedding like this. Mm. Like I love the that all the friends, the choreography, and I love it. Like I've been prepared. Like I want someone to invite me to be a groomsman so I can just I can do my stuff. I want to do a solo. Oh. I'll do it with the group too, but I want to do a solo. I know I don't have anyone to serenade, but I'm doing a solo. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get my life and I'm going to have a good time. And y'all going to have to, humor me. I want that to happen. I loved seeing how drunk Vishal was at the entire 3 days. That was amazing. I loved that he was unable to consummate his marriage. That was amazing. I loved how comfortable Brian and Anisha are as friends, to where she just comes in his room and they just chit chat and gab about whatever while they're still laying in bed.
It was the best.
It is. And I love how close all of them are on this show, because it's it really sparks on reality TV when you get an actual group of friends or an actual community that know each other well, to where you can't BS all the time. Everyone's going to call you out on your shit. And I love it. I've loved this wedding. I've loved everything about it. I'm in.
Those were all my favorite parts. The dance. I loved mm-hmm. how the parents were trying to learn it.
Yes.
And they couldn't get it. That was the most pure scene ever. Mm-hmm. Just them trying to get it. And then they couldn't quite get it. And then Amrit's dad's we suck. But right. I love them so much.
I know.
Because you rarely see Richa turned on by Vishal, because she's usually mm-hmm. just mad at him, but when he was doing his dance, you could tell she was
mm-hmm.
he's hot.
And they both looked fantastic
the whole time.
Oh my god,
every single event she looked mm-hmm. truly stunning. She really yes. did. I liked the tweaks that she did to modernize it, instead of sitting peacefully as he arrives on his boat, she's like, no, we're gonna have dueling boats and both be that was really cool.
Yes.
I cannot express enough how much I love the part of Anisha coming into Brian's room. I think we mm-hmm. we may have talked about it on this already, but just how comfortable she was coming by, and he's in the bed still, and his brother's also just his brother crawls back into his bed mm-hmm. and he's like, I like your outfit. It was her pajamas, and she's like, what?
Right.
and then he looks so hungover, and he's mm-hmm. so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh my god. And just it's just what true friendship looks like, where you're not staging it for the cameras. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great. It was so nice to have them back. Someone said that they wish that there had been reunions throughout this whole thing. And I have to say, I normally wish there are reunions on shows, but I kind of mm-hmm. don't want to corrupt them. I kind of like that they don't do them, because their reunions are really fucked up.
You know what? We got that at the last scene, because I think we had all been in an uproar that they hadn't been on Watch What Happens Live. Ooh. And so I think we all got in such an uproar last time that the end of season two, they put them on Watch What Happens Live.
Good.
And that episode, if you can find it anywhere online, that episode, it literally, I was like, okay, we need a season three, because Monica and Anisha.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes. Bickered the entire time. Because Monica made such an unnecessary comment.
She was so rude.
Yes. So rude. I forgot what she said. It was such a, everyone felt like it was such an unnecessary comment.
It was your mom
comment.
Likes me better than you. Practically how out of line it was.
Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. And Anisha, if you know Anisha at all on this show, she is not taking that crap sitting down. So she fired that episode. I was like, okay, give me season three right now. If y'all cancel this show, I will be in a fit of rage, and I will use all of my two listens on my podcast and I will boycott you, because it was like 2020 at the time, like no one cared about me, but I'm like I will use all two of my listens and I will make my voice heard. I will be so upset, because that was a good ass, like that made me want a reunion. But I agree with you. I don't think they need a reunion. They can
keep. Let's keep giving them like a Watch What Happens Live-y type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Zoom Watch What Happens Live type of thing.
Yes.
Because the thing, when they do these big productions where they have to show up to set and get all mm-hmm. dolled up and it's so much pressure, I don't want the aunties doing that. I don't like. Yeah. I just keep them pure. Because like, look at what happened to Shaw's. These people knew each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, they were very toxic. Like when I watched season one of Family Karma, I made so many comparisons to Shaw's, but I was mm-hmm. like much, much less toxic. But you have like yes. Lopa, who's very much like MJ's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And you have
shout out to Memphis, Tennessee. Woo! Love Lopa.
By the way, I forgot this. So when I did a rewatch, do you remember that Lopa and Richa, but okay, Richa's sister, aka Lopa's other daughter, mm-hmm. doesn't talk to them anymore.
I forgot that too.
Okay, so it's like towards the end of season two when Richa's like, okay, look, we're done being mad at Vishal. Like Vishal's, we're good now. I want to like move forward and be done with this whole thing that you have going on. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Lopa says, you know, I'm just sad because, you know, your sister doesn't talk to me anymore. And then we get the confessional where Richa says, and it's actually kind of worrisome. Mm-hmm. She says that her sister started dating someone who pulled her away from the family.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, she doesn't talk to them anymore. And I'm like, wait, that's troubling.
That is troubling.
Like, that's not Lopa's fault. Like, she doesn't talk to you either?
That's really troubling.
Can we check on her?
Right.
Because
what
that's
is happening?
Not a good sign.
Is it weird that I kind of want to know if she married, like, within or outside of her race?
No, because I want to know, too.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, who this man is that like has had such an issue with her family that, because, you know, sometimes like it's, you know, we all know that could be like the ultimate form of abuse.
Exactly.
When someone like slowly pulls
Once
you away
you
from your family.
Them, that's part of it.
Right.
That's like that's how they do it. They slowly get you isolated, mm-hmm. convince you everyone else doesn't want you happy. I'm the only yep. one who makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And then that's part of it.
Because so I'm wondering what angle it's coming from. Like, is it a no, don't talk to them, I'm sick of you talking to them kind of thing? Or if it's a like, you know what, they don't appreciate you, just no, come this way and do like, because it's concerning that it worked, if that's the case, because I'm like, I need to know more now. Like, I need to know why this is happening. And it seems like they've kind of accepted it, which is also kind of.
Because it's one thing if her sister's not talking to her mom. Because mm-hmm. that happens.
It does.
But she's not talking to her either.
It's weird.
I know. So we will be tune in next week when we follow up about this, because I could not wait to tell you about it. I had it in my notes. Talk number one about Lopa's other daughter.
Forgot all about that.
Me too.
Maybe I need to do a rewatch too.
Yeah, because
it's a great watch.
I forgot about a lot of things. Like, I forgot about mm-hmm. season one entirely.
Right.
Like, season one, they were like different people completely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot that when Amrit, because Amrit's like new, he's moved back. Like, he hadn't been hanging in Florida and he moves mm-hmm. back and he's messy.
Mm-hmm.
He moves back and he makes a little drama between Anisha and Vishal.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's not hard to do, but like Vishal also has a little bit of gay panic in season two when
yes.
one of the cousins is like, well, we know Vishal. I thought Vishal was gay. And mm-hmm. he's like, I'll smash your
Dylan,
face into
the
ground.
Patel brothers.
Dylan, yeah.
yeah.
He's mm-hmm. like, I'll smash your face into the fucking ground if you do that. I'm like,
you know what's hilarious?
Gay panic a little bit. Chill.
Right. During that whole time, I think I was like messaging like in the DMs with Dylan on Instagram. Like, we talked all the time about this because I was so, I don't know why, like I was so invested in this show. And like, I reached out I know. I what did I reach out about? Maybe to be on the podcast, actually. I don't even remember, but I think he had done an interview somewhere and he said something that just like, I had like, I had follow up questions. So like, I went directly to the DMs. I'm like, I need to know things. So like, I went to him and we ended up like, we like talked throughout the season because I'm like, okay, what is this? And you know, like, is that a thing? Because he was getting a lot of hate online because of, like, you just rewatched season two, so I'm sure you can figure out why, but he was getting a lot of hate online for like stuff he was like keeping up in the group. So him and his brother, I'm guessing that's why they didn't make it to season three. Mm-hmm. And why they kind of kept the cast, like the core people. But I remember them definitely because I think I saw a picture of them recently like congratulating the group, but I don't think they...
I don't know. I was actually kind of surprised that Vishal didn't get more hate for the way he handled that.
Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people, you know what? I think a lot of people were excusing it too. They were kind of like, no, I'm with Vishal. I would act the same way. And whenever it gets like that, I'm like, I'm out. Nope, I'm not. I don't know.
I was like, okay, guys, can we all just point out that Vishal's having way too much of a reaction to the fact that someone just jokingly said they thought he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there was, there's this guy on TikTok that he posts, you just come across dumb shit on TikTok. I'm assuming that's his entire account is like laughing at straight men. I'm putting this in quotes, straight men who like have act like seriously violent responses to like, not literally violent, but like, the wrong responses to gay things. And so there's he shows this clip of there's this guy who's at a baseball game and he's like outside like the crowd walking in, and the guy walks up to this guy and he goes, who is the most attractive player in the on the team? And the guy goes, what the fuck, you're so fucking gay. And so it cuts to the TikToker guy being like, you see, now this is the problem. Like, he asked who the most attractive player on the team is, and your first response is to call him gay. It's like,
right,
you know, if you weren't panicking about your own innermost thoughts about possibly maybe finding another man attractive and maybe that makes you gay, you'd be like, I don't know, actually. And like, as someone who's comfortable in their sexuality would be able to answer that question without being threatened by it.
Yep.
So when Vishal got so panicked over it, I was like, okay, Vishal, you need to investigate that inside of yourself, sir.
Yep.
Because that's ridiculous. He was like shaking when and you're talking to Dylan. Dylan is like this tiny little kid. The fact that he said to Dylan, I'll smash your face into the ground. I'm like, do you see who you're threatening?
Right.
He is so tiny.
It was a lot. They must have shown like a flashback of that scene or something, because I remember like him and his older brother Sean like had gotten into it, and he like kept doing like this on his shoulder. Like it got very like heated a lot during season two of Family Karma for the smallest stuff. So God only knows.
It was so weird. I discovered the need to really focus on hair care when I gave myself an at-home haircut that went horribly wrong. I needed to find out how to grow out a pseudo mullet as soon as possible. And that is how I came across Kitsch. All of their products are designed to leave your hair damage-free and luxurious. They have satin pillowcases, they have time-saving towels. Kitsch just understands that hair care doesn't stop in the shower. Kitsch offers game-changing, time-saving beauty essentials for hair, skin, and body. Whatever your budget, your skin type, your hair type, Kitsch believes you deserve little indulgences at affordable prices morning, noon, and night. Kitsch's bestsellers include satin pillowcases, my favorite, caps and eye masks. And by the way, that satin is vegan and cruelty-free, not like silk, which is made from silkworms. These are so amazing for your hair and your skin while you sleep. I'll get more into that in a second. Shampoo and conditioner bars. Yes, bars. Bottle-free beauty honey. Heatless satin curling rollers. There are TikTok videos of people throwing away their $600 curlers for this, okay? quick dry hair towels. And trust me, you do not want to be using your normal towel that you dry your body with anymore. You want to be using these towels. And don't forget, their classic hair ties and scrunchies. So I use their satin pillowcases, okay? That's what I use. I will never use a normal pillowcase again, because not only is it good for the hair because it doesn't cause damage as you toss and turn and helps your hair grow long, like when you have a bad at-home haircut that you need to grow out, but it is amazing on your skin. Think of how you stuff your face into a pillow. Imagine a dry-ass pillowcase on that skin. No, no. You need satin. You need vegan, cruelty-free satin for that. I also use their hair ties because I was damaging my hair so much. I like to put my hair up more often than I wear it down. And I was just getting clumps of hair coming out when I would be doing my hair, not when I use Kitsch. No, no. The scrunchies are made so they don't damage your hair. It's just covered in that satin. Listen up. Kitsch is your one-stop shop for all your holiday gifting. For the family, your besties, and all the resties who deserve a little something special this year. Right now, Kitsch is offering discounts site-wide, anywhere from 25% all the way up to 60%, all month in November, when you go to mykitsch.com/shespeaks. You heard it. Discounts up to 60% off certain items at mykitsch, spelled mykitsch.com/shespeaks. Plus, Kitsch has daily flash sales, unbelievable deals, so check back often. One more time, mykitsch.com/shespeaks for huge holiday discounts, everything you need for holiday gifting or to treat yourself.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Mm. Okay, well, let's get into this episode, The Blackout.
Yes.
Oh, Vishal. Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Obviously, Vishal's in trouble. Mm-hmm. But Vishal, obviously, Risha's giving him tons of shit, which he had to know was going to happen. But Vishal's like, can we not start the morning like this? Just, it's going to happen.
Right.
He woke up next to Amrit and Nicholas. But Amrit's like, this is not worst case. It's middle case scenario, because it could have been next to a woman, which obviously is true. That's the way they set it up, too. Like the way they told the story, like, and I woke up not in my room, next to, and then you show Amrit. It's like, oh, right. Thank God. Vishal's like, I'm not drinking. I'm detoxing for 2 weeks. Even I was like, 2 weeks. Risha's like, right. 2 weeks? Try way longer than that, idiot.
Whoops.
I was confused by this because so Vishal's they're still about to close on the townhouse, but are they is where they were cooking and stuff, is that his parents' house?
I don't know.
Okay, because they're like, she's like, he wants me to live at his parents' house, but I don't think so. And I was like, so then where are you right now?
Oh, did they actually what was this? Maybe it was on Watch What Happens Live, or if somewhere, maybe they said somewhere that they don't live together yet. They're still waiting to move in or something like that. Okay. So maybe they're just living apart right now and then moving in together.
I could not tell where they, but they were, or maybe they were lying together and made all that somewhere. Up. I don't know. They were together somewhere cooking. So, and right. They woke up together somewhere. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. But Amrit and Nicholas have a new townhouse together. Mm-hmm. It's funny because they clearly aren't making that kind of Bravo money yet, because, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still working. I love that Nicholas is the Spanish teacher.
Right.
Whenever they cut to him working, he's like, or Spanish something, because he's like speaking Spanish when he's working at home.
Mm-hmm. He is a teacher, because I think that's what he, when they talked about him giving up his job right? for staying at home, they mentioned him being a teacher. So, yeah.
But he's giving up doing it full time because he's going to do all things domestic to prove to Amrit's mom that he can take care of those things.
if only someone would offer this lifestyle to me.
Right?
Like, I would give up all of this in a heartbeat. Like,
is that an option?
Right.
Whose mom needs me to prove that to them?
Right. Whose dick does Brielle have to suck for me to be able to stay at home?
Like, okay. Good God. But I can figure that out.
Right.
So Lavina is Amrit's mom and Suresh is Amrit's dad. Uh-huh. I love them.
Yes.
I want them to adopt me. I can't figure out who I love more, Brian's parents or Amrit's parents, because
I love them all equally. Like, I literally cannot decide. And I love Anisha's relationship with her mom, how they go back and forth all. Like, I love it all.
I love it.
I just cannot.
I want I just want to, like, sneak into this community and be like, I've been here the whole time. What?
Right.
I am a part of this. I love them so much. Amrit warns that they're pulling up, Amrit's like, okay, my mom is going to come in and she's going to do like the, oh, you know, give advice. And this is what you should. That's just what Indian parents do. And the first thing as they're walking up, she's like, oh, they need to clean up this garbage right here. So I feel like a lot of cultures do this. This happens a lot in Mexican culture. Like when my grandma was coming over, the panic in my mother, like she was cleaning in crevices, but my grandma would find it.
Yep. Every time
she would find, oh, this is dirty. I'm like, wow, she really did look there.
It's like the in the Black community, how, like our grandparents kept the plastic on the sofa. That's literally Beyonce song.
Plastic on the sofa.
Like they would literally keep the plastic on the sofa for so long. Like you sit on a hot day, you would sit on that thing and slide right off. Like it was you stood no chance. But it was because they were like, you're not messing up my good cat. I just got this furniture. You're not messing this up.
I just got this 20 years ago.
Right, exactly. And so now we get to like actually take off the plastic and we have to like now we have to clean it when they come over, like so ridiculously, mm-hmm. because, oh no, they're going to see that I've been eating Cheetos on this damn couch all day with my dog. So now I got to do a little extra.
Theo, their dog, is so sweet. Speaking of dogs, mm-hmm. so sweet.
We love a Theo.
I love the Ganeshi. We need to make space for Ganeshi and made in mm-hmm. China. All the gods are made in China. That's amazing.
I love that.
Amazing. So they go out to eat lunch and they discuss wedding stuff. And they are talking about how Nani would have liked things. And they're talking about it in past tense. And I'm like, don't tell me. Don't you dare tell me. And it turns out she passed away last summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting choked up talking about it. Oh my God. She will be dancing in our hearts, they say.
Oh.
That scene from my friend just watched it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh no, we're getting to the part where he's coming out to Nani. I'm like, you need to have so many tissues.
Right. Oh God.
It was a lot. One of the best scenes captured ever in reality television, to be honest.
It was so, oh my God, like it literally, I don't know any like creator that was like watching that, because like, you know, we have to like beg people to watch Family Karma sometimes, but like people slowly come, it's like Potomac. We had to beg people to watch Potomac for the longest time and they finally started watching. It's the same thing. And it's like, I remember like that scene airing, every like Bravo content creator had like gotten online. They were like, that was like the best 5 minutes of television that we have ever seen. Like it was beautiful. Everything from the touching of the feet to the everything. I know. Let me stop. Like all of it was just
the way his uncle and his mom helped, mm-hmm. like helped along, like because at one point Nani goes, I don't like it, and his mm-hmm. and Lavina goes, no, don't say that, that makes him feel sad, don't say that, and like like helped. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. But then it ends so happy, then mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I want big wedding, and she goes, don't wait, you go get married now. I'm like, I know. And when I did the rewatch again, I cried again. I was like, God, I forgot how good this scene is. Like, it's the touching of the feet. It's when he touches her feet. I cannot. Mm-hmm. Too much. Ugh, so good.
All the feels.
Okay, so Right. I like how Amrit's like, we're going to have a 40 minute ceremony. I was like, yeah, because that fucking ceremony.
Girl, that fucking
ceremony. It's
they
the
have
heat.
Popcorn and everything.
The heat, dude. I can't handle the No. I cannot handle being. I would have probably been like, I'm going to go inside.
Right.
Come I get me. Have,
no.
When it's done. You can't do that to me. You cannot. That's rude.
And where were they? What? They're in Mexico, right?
Yeah, they were in Cancun, right?
Jesus, I could not imagine what the heat. No.
And you're, because the thing is, you're in like an outfit.
Right.
Like you're not like in like resort wear where you're like, you know, you're in an outfit and you're sweating.
Oof.
I don't like to sweat.
No, I couldn't imagine. The Memphis heat is enough for me. I don't need to go down to Cancun and like figure any of that out. No. Sweating places that I didn't know I could sweat. No,
that is
no,
so rude. It's so fucking rude.
No,
I did
thank
like when
you.
They, I did like when. So they go the way they did it. They, Anisha goes, "This is an Indian wedding. No one is paying attention." And they cut to literally people talking, telling stories. I know. Yeah, no. I was gonna go last week, but I didn't even go. Like, no one is listening. Like,
people eating popcorn and everything. Like,
full blown conversations.
They came, like, they literally came prepared. They were like, "Nope, we know how this is about to go." So I love this. I'm curious to see like what Amrit and Nicholas's wedding actually looks like, because I can't, like, I feel like we aren't going to see this too many times on television, like a mixed marriage, like of this, like,
right?
Because we've seen like cultures collide in a way, but like, I don't know if this is going to be, like, I'm excited to see it. Like, I'm anxious to see what it ends up looking like, because I wonder if Amrit's side of the family is going to like how much of the tradition is taken out or how they're going to feel about it. I'm wondering if Nicholas's side, since apparently they're super religious too, like this can be like very bad, but I'm hoping for the best. And I'm hoping that they meet somewhere in the middle where it's actually a good day for them.
Well, it seems like it's going to be interesting for the
parents. To say the least. Because they're evangelists, right?
Oh my God. So Nicholas is one of the sweetest little souls. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just like a little angel.
Mm-hmm.
So Atlanta is the venue. They're doing it in Atlanta.
There we go.
But I was like, who's in Atlanta?
If Candy caters that food, I'm going to be like, okay, you are officially the richest woman on television. Like, you are everywhere. Good God.
Oh my God. What if they do like a crossover where it's like Candy and the gang? Because, you know, they renew it soon. So like those...
Don't just, you know. Wanna go?
Yeah,
the place to be. Okay, I won't. Oh.
But so Nicholas, he said his parents won't come to look at the venue. He's like, they're slowly getting excited. And so in his confessional, he says that for most evangelical kids in his position, in my position, this is the end of the road. And this is the point where mom and dad say, we are rejecting you.
Mm.
Oh, it's so sad. My parents have explicitly said this is not the end of the road, and I'm celebrating the fact that they will be at my wedding. Oh, that makes me so sad.
Right.
Because so many kids get thrown out.
Exactly.
It's like they literally get thrown out, and then it makes me so fucking sad.
Oh, I can't,
you know,
because
it's like that whole part of the country where just like if you happen to be gay,
mm-hmm.
you're shit out of luck.
Right.
You know,
it hits whether you know someone like or not. It's like it's something that people go through, and a lot of them go through it quietly because they just kind of like it was the reason why like they didn't come out in the first place, because they're like, I know exactly like when I have this moment what it's going to look like, and I'm trying to avoid that day at all cost. And it's hearing him, like, especially.
I'm fully crying.
I know.
I'm fully crying. It's just
it's
so sad.
It's so much. I think
the Club Q shooting is just really like, it just hits
it's so
too
much.
Close to fucking home
it
when
does.
That shit happens.
It
you
does.
You know, a gay club is a sanctuary.
Yes.
And it's and just the, like.
These fucking lawmakers not saying a damn thing. It's a mess.
So fucked
as
up.
As always.
Ugh. And, you know, so like this type of shit, when you see like then Lavina comes back and she's like, you'll always be her son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my son, too. I'm like, listen, bitch, I cannot with you. She's just
right.
like, ugh, like, I love this show.
I know. It's different. If y'all aren't watching, please start watching. We need more seasons of this. Please start watching.
It's like it has everything.
Everything.
It literally it's so has good. Everything. Oh, God, I said I was going to do Family Karma because it's light, and now I'm ending up in tears.
Right. Fuck. Ugh. God.
That fucking Club Q shoot, it's disgusting. Like, I hate it, and I'm sorry that I'm bringing it up, but, like,
no.
Sorry, I do have to talk about it for just a second. Mm-hmm. Because it really does kill me because, like, it's too close to home. It could mm-hmm. be a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? That's what's so scary. Yeah, is it like it flashes before your eyes that, like, it could have been any of our friends at a club any night.
No one is like, no one is doing anything to prevent stuff like that either. And that's what's the most frustrating about it. Now it's becoming the point where whether you, I don't know, they're finding any like rhetoric they can to try not to overtly, like, you know, say hateful things, but like they're still saying the most hateful of things, like trying to imply the most hateful of thing. And these radical idiots are going out here and taking it upon themselves, like, oh, well, this person on this network, we all know the network, said this and this person said that. So I need to be a martyr for the cause and go do this. And it's like, how are these people affecting you in any fucking way? Like, it's so ridiculous.
How have we gotten to the point where half this country is so conservative and hateful and afraid of homosexuals? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
It's like it's the 1970s all over again.
That's what's so scary. I'm like, what happened? Ugh. Was it COVID? I feel like COVID psychologically did something as a whole.
People like had way more time to be on their phones and get on their little websites and hear all of these YouTube conspiracy theorists. And
because how creepy. The fuck did like drag queens become the number one threat to America?
Right.
Where the hell did that come from, you guys?
And people are like building platforms, like not climate change, not the fact that we're going to run out of Social Security before any of us can collect it. None of this stuff is like, not gun control. None of that is being addressed. People are building platforms on whether or not people should be able to go to drag shows. How fucking ridiculous.
It could be any day. Because I went to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, the finale, the All Stars finale. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. I thought the whole time about if someone came in and shot the place up. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole time I had that in my head.
And that's ridiculous.
But that's like literally where we are. I went to a I went to a concert and thought that. I'm like, fuck, this is like a big ass
event. Same.
Right?
All the time. That's why like I'm so like, ugh. And I hate it too, because I'm like, you know, I'm waiting for these Renaissance tickets whenever they come on sale. I'm like, I gotta
Kendrick?
Go. But I'm like,
oh my God, I thought the same thing. I was like, I want to go, but like the Adele concert too. Like when people were, I'm like, I fucking hope there's not a shooting there. Like and I get there's like security precautions and things that'll happen. I get that, but like, I just hate it's that scary. That is where we are in America. Like that has hit my head many a times already. Where I'm like, it is like statistically probable that it'll happen,
right? And it's scary as fuck.
My two of my very best of friends live in West Hollywood and go to clubs all the time. And that's where it just flashed before me. I'm like, oh my God, like it could have been Chris and John. And I hate it. I fucking hate it. So thank you for letting me go on that rant, because it's just
absolutely.
Ugh.
I know.
And I can't wait for the conservatives to come at me on the YouTube, because it happens only on YouTube. They get very mad because I, you know, I'm liberal.
YouTube and Reddit are special places. I'm telling
you.
You
know, but you know, at this right now is a time where I need to let people know what I fucking stand for and not be afraid of anybody coming at me. Because let me just tell you right now, I stand. I mean, right now, if you don't know, I am not just like a normal straight heterosexual lady, okay?
Hello.
I play in the lady pond sometimes if I feel like it, okay? I'm not afraid to admit it. Okay, bloop. So if you think that that's where this is, bye, get out, go away. There's no room for hate here on She Speaks Bravo. Get the fuck away from me. Bye. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye, bitches.
Bye. Now let's get back to Family Karma, where they're all about love too.
Yes.
Fuckers.
And we love love. Hello.
And we love love. Okay, so Dharma is Brian's mom.
Yes.
I hate that I had to do this, but I have to like map out who it is. Chitra's Anisha's mom.
Yes.
And they are at Kalpna's house, which is Dylan and Sean's mom.
Mm-hmm.
The tea is that she was invited to Vishal's wedding, but her sons were not.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. That is tea.
And they asked Vishal about it. He's like, well, his invitations went out first and I wasn't invited. It's like, well, they weren't going to be invited to yours anyway,
yeah, right?
First of
please.
All.
Please.
So.
So Chitra does not go to the wedding. She didn't go because she was stayed home for the parents. But the producers were like, did you get FOMO for not going to the wedding? And she goes, I don't get FOMO. And they flash back to Dharma. Dharma calling her, like FaceTiming her, wasted. And she's like, I'm drunk on tequila. You hear Chitra go, you've told me 3 times already. She's like eating an apple. It's all wasted.
Right.
They're just so cute. Them. They're just so fucking cute.
It is, though. Like, I know you have to like map it out because Family Karma, when you think about it, the cast is so big.
Yes.
Like, it is such a big cast because, like, you have your, obviously, your core people that you're, you know, you're focusing on, but, like, all of them have a set of parents. And it's like, oh, shit, I got to keep up with everyone. Mm-hmm. But you love everyone on the show. So it's, yeah, I get it.
And they even put, when they, like, go to someone's house, they tell you just, like, the last name. Like,
yes.
The Kalpna's house. I'm like, who's that?
Right.
Like, next, it's like the Karam's house. I'm like, who? But it's Rich's house. I'm like, okay. Right. Saying, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So Rich and Brian are working out. I could tell Rich was no good from day one. Okay.
Ooh.
From I could tell he had a face that I was like, I don't trust him.
Mm.
He had the way he.
See, I was the exact opposite. I was like, I'll be here with open legs, open mouth, if you need me.
It's the way he doesn't look at her. He kind of looks around her.
So you believe like everything. What's the accusation right now? That he had been cheating with someone?
Well, we don't know who yet because we only got a tease, but it's that he's not been faithful. I just don't trust him. I just don't. I just don't.
Oh.
Also, Monica's so pure and good. And it's like,
yeah.
Who can handle that?
Right.
You
True
know?
That. True that.
Brian can't admit that he's 30, but he's like, I've also heard 30 is the new 20. Jay-Z said that back in the day. He would quote an old Jay-Z quote. Like,
right. Like, no, it's not, but that's okay.
Brian is such a perfect idiot. Rich is like, hey, yes. He said, do you have an energy drink? And so while Rich goes to get it, Brian hops on the little horse and like hurts himself. Rich comes back. He's like, I left you unintended for a few minutes. And Brian goes, why would you leave this in here? You know, someone's going to play on it.
He's like, no, they wouldn't. Like, they're self-contained adults. Why would I think they're going to hop on?
And it was like,
fucking...
it was like from his grandpa to his like brother when he was like an infant.
Right.
No.
So weird. Love it though.
So they talk about like girls and timelines, and they flash to Monica hanging out with Brian, and and Monica's like, screw all timelines. And Brian's like, yeah, where are more girls like you? And Monica's like, no, that's not true. I want timelines. And he's like, I was gonna say, I was like, Monica, what are you talking about?
Right.
You are
missed
timelines. I forget
sometimes that they were like, he was like pursuing her hard for a long time.
Okay, my theory though is the only reason he was pursuing her is because he knew she wasn't interested anymore.
Oh.
Because when they start season one, she had been rejected by him. So she's like, I told him I liked him. He was like, I'm not into it. So she clearly had like moved on. And then I feel like when he knew she had moved on, he was like, now I'll pursue. You know men like that.
I literally you know, I am here for a conspiracy theory, so I am always up for it. I agree.
I feel like men know, like, when a woman's no longer interested, and they're like, now it's safe for me to pursue this because she mm-hmm. won't ever reciprocate. Mm-hmm. And then it can be like, just she's be not interested. Boss. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just she's not interested. I no would, reason. But she doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. It's like,
especially
no.
since everybody was like, forcefully trying to push them together for the longest time too. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh well, let me appease everyone because I know that she's not gonna say anything. Okay, I think I'm on board. I'm on board with this theory. Mm-hmm. I like this. I agree.
I never bought him with the new Monica though. Season two Monica, I was like, there is zero chemistry here. Mm-mm. None.
I don't think he, as much as he like talks about he does, I don't think he's, especially since he's on this show now, I don't think he's interested at all and settling down at any point. Brian knows how he looks, and he knows that like he's on this show where like a lot of women watch, and like he's not. Especially if you were interested, you wouldn't be keeping company with like Joe Gorga at BravoCon. Like you'd do much better for yourself. Like what are you doing?
I know, I was so disappointed when he was standing next to Joe during that.
It really upset me. I was gonna DM him, but I was like, you know what? Stop it. This is not real life. Stop it.
I gave it this excuse, which is probably just me like doing all the bending to be like, it's okay.
Right.
But here's what I think was happening. I think they just happened to be in the same vicinity, and he was like, oh wait, what's happening? Mm-hmm. And like didn't know exactly what was going on. I don't feel like he was necessarily being like, I'm on his side.
Okay.
That's, good. I think, me really bending it.
I'll
think he was like more in shock. Like, whoa. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Like, because
he seems like a genuinely good person. So I don't yes. want to, I don't want to believe that he would hang out with Joe Gorga.
I know. It's Ugh. Really, he lost so many points by being in that shot. No. I'm like, you need to distance yourself, sir.
Immediately.
Immediately. You need to denounce him on your Instagram.
Right
For
now.
For the record.
Right.
I don't like Joe Gorga.
Matter of fact, put Team Jen after you do it.
I was
too.
Just gonna say hashtag Team Jen at the end of that.
Thanks.
Thank you. So Rich is like, man, the pressures from the community, they're really frustrating. And they flash to him talking about this to his family. And he's like, everyone's like, when are you getting married? When are you getting married? And his brother Sonnet makes such a good point. He goes, well, no one is gonna be like, when are you guys breaking up? I was like, oh, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but how about no one ask any question? How about just like, so are you happy?
Right.
Like, we need to normalize that.
Let's like cut this shit out. Let's actually just let them like date and find someone that they might want to be with for the rest of their lives instead of trying to rush them. And then it's so hard because I hate, this is one of the things that like makes me so uncomfortable about reality TV is that we always get, like, especially women who are like in their 30s and like everyone's just like, they do like the, oh, time's ticking. What are you doing? Are you almost there? Have you found someone? Have you gotten them? Have you gotten the ring? And I'm just like, how uncomfortable to like sit through and watch for someone. Cause I can imagine how many times you get asked that on a daily damn basis. And it's like, so God,
annoying. It's just,
it
it's
has
also
to like lower self-esteem too. Cause you're like, God, like I'm okay, but like you're starting to make me think that I'm not. Like it's one of those things, you know, when someone asks you, like, you sure you're okay? Like when they ask you so many times, like, okay, well, now the fuck I'm not. Like, will you leave me the fuck alone? Like I'm okay.
I'm preparing myself because my sister, so she's been with, I call him my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I call him my brother-in-law, and he has not, but he only just recently proposed, like about a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so now the wedding is going to be coming up in about a year or six months, I think. I'm going to be asked, I'm sure, are you seeing anyone? To which I will proudly say, oh, no. Then it will be, oh, do you not want to get married? No. Oh, do you not want kids? No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm like, yeah. And then no one knows what to ask me anymore after that.
Because people like they never believe it. Because you know I'm the same way. I'm like I don't want any of that. And people like always, are you sure you really? I'm like, yes.
Isn't that
like,
what are you rude? Mind?
It is.
I find that very rude when they ask, "Are you sure?" I'm like, yes, asshole.
Like I would.
So
I
rude.
Might be convinced to like bend to the marriage thing one day, which I don't see myself doing.
If you find a partner that's like, it's my deal breaker. It's like, oh, right, fine.
Like, fine, whatever. Okay, that's fine. But like the kids thing, I never see myself changing on that. Ever. 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 I'm okay with being cool Uncle Ken.
Yeah, just, totally.
You know, hands out the $50 bills when I see you. Like, oh, here, take that. Go buy yourself a Nintendo. They're like, it costs $400, but okay. Oh, thank you. I'm like, well, I don't know that. I'm like, I'm out of touch. I don't know. Who knows? I always think I'm doing something better
Give
than I am.
They're 20 like, to go buy something.
I'm like, go get yourself a Super Nintendo. They're like, what is that? What do you mean a Super Nintendo? I'm like, you know,
something so outdated. Oh, that was amazing. That's amazing. All right, so Rich's thing is like people are getting married in their mid-30s now. So Monica's, you know, so okay, that alone right there is silly. Like that there's this like deadline.
Right.
Or even like, not even maybe deadline, but just like, you know, I have until my mid-30s. It's like, if you don't want it, you don't want it.
Right.
She wants it. And if you know, the whole point is, this is the only reason, like we just said, we would bend on the marriage thing if our partner wanted it. If you've met somebody that you know is your person, if you're like, I have no doubt, like we're totally going to be together forever. If you hit a point where they were like, look, I want to get married, like the legal version of being together forever because of X, Y, and Z, I'd be like, fine. All right. I don't care about it, but if it's a thing for you,
right?
The fact that he's fighting it and delaying it, he knows it means a ton to her. He knows it does. See, so he doesn't think she's the one.
That's why it always makes me, I'm always like, I take a step back when people, like especially a woman that's older than the guy she's dating. And like, it doesn't make, that doesn't make me uncomfortable when the woman is constantly like, oh no, I'm, you know, I don't, you know, want all that. And I don't, and I'm always like, okay, I hope she doesn't really, because if you're saying this and like, you're letting this guy waste your time when you know you want something serious and you want to have kids and you want to do all this stuff, then it's like, oh, I, you know, I, it's like, I don't know who to feel bad for in that situation. It's like, do I feel bad for the guy that like thinks he's in this easy breezy beautiful cover girl relationship with no strings attached, or do I feel bad for the one that's like afraid to say I want all, you know, it's hard, like it's,
I don't even feel like they're in that boat. Has she been saying she doesn't want marriage though?
No, I think she wants it,
right? She's been letting him know from day one
she wants. I think when they first got together though, they were like, you know, it's, you know, it's fun. He's so hot. And, you know, we just have such a good time together. But now they like, they're serious, like they're boyfriend, girlfriend. So it's like, no, I want, you know, I want the things.
Okay. So I want when the stuff. When I did my rewatch, she's pretty clear from the beginning.
Okay.
So I did the rewatch and I was like, see, I don't like this guy. So yes, in my rewatch, even because you know, you don't pay attention all the time. Like if you're not recapping it, you're like, I watched it while I was on my phone. So you like miss a lot. So when I, again, I watched it while I was on my phone and like doing shit, but like you catch more.
Yeah.
She says at one point, she says in one of the confessionals when they're together, he's like, yeah, but you know, maybe marriage isn't not for us. And she stops and goes, wait, what do you mean? And he goes, well, you know, not right now. And she's like, well, no, like we will absolutely. She makes it very clear. She acquiesces just to kind of keep from having an argument, but he chooses to ignore her.
Oh, dear.
So, yes, it's her fault for ignoring that he chooses to ignore her.
Right.
That makes sense. But I don't like him. Okay. So I haven't,
I feel you.
I have, and I don't even really like Monica all that much because she's such a goody two shoes and she's kind of boring. Like, yeah. I'm team Anisha all day. But I still feel like, you know, he's taking advantage of the fact that she's so nice and like doesn't want to make waves.
Right.
And I feel like she got embarrassed with Brian in the first season. And so she like was desperate to have a relationship season two. I feel like that was part of it.
I just felt like, I felt like I understood her because I was like, that I thought she wanted like a hot, you know, piece of little sham sham, and I thought she got it, but then it's like, oh, you're trying to marry your hot little piece of sham sham. So I literally, I don't know where this is gonna, because it is kind of creepy that he's not creepy, but it's kind of, it's eye-opening that he's constantly spending his time like saying, I don't know if I'm ready for marriage. You know, I'm too young for that. Most people get married in their 30s and all like this. And it's like,
ooh. It's like, well, what are you actually doing you're in a committed relationship. So what are you doing that you can't do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, technically, you're kind of married.
Right. The answer is nothing. You can do all of that.
So, honey, I'm pretty sure you're cheating on her. So, yeah. So they're fighting all the time. And his solution is to have her move in. Oof. Not the move.
Boy.
Not the move. Not at all.
I always get shocked by people's trains of thoughts. Like, why would that be the solution to this problem?
Not the move, because she's just going to nag you more, like, and you're going to fight more. Like, okay, but go ahead.
He's trying to put a Band-Aid over, like, open heart surgery. It's like
trying to shut her up. He's like, this will shut her up for a while, right? So the Indian tradition is getting married in birth order, but his oldest brother is single. He's the middle. Mm-hmm. His youngest brother is hot. Oh, my God.
I missed him. I didn't.
Sonnet. Mm. Oh, hello, sir.
I'm going to go back.
My.
Do you remember his name?
Sonnet.
So, okay.
S-O-N-I-T. And he's his girlfriend is the one that's going to spill the tea about the cheating. Yes.
Not me looking on Instagram, Rich's page right now, trying to find
him. Good. Yeah, do that. Have you found him? Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. Isn't he fine? Mm-hmm. Can you send me that?
I absolutely can.
Anytime?
I absolutely can.
You found that quick.
I know, not even ashamed. This is, I feel like I do this way too often now.
Did you search his follows?
So I went to his page first, and then I went through like seeing if he had anyone tagged, but he had like, he does like one of those wipes where it's just like mostly him on his profile. I'm like, shit. Well, then you told me his name. So then I went to his follow section to see who all he follows, typed in S-O-N, and then I just swiped through and see if there was a, because I, you know, you have to kind of account for, did I spell this person's name
right? Do you hear how easy this is for Kendrick? Kendrick's like, duh.
And bada boom, bada bam, bada bam, there he is. There we go. So I'll be scrolling through that later on. Oh, only 24 pictures. All right.
That's that was a quick scroll.
Yep. No, the quick scroll.
But you guys, and most of them are like, so good looking. I'll link it in the description, guys. Don't you worry.
There you go.
Vishal, Brian, and Amrit's dinner. They have a little drink counter going for Vishal, which leads you to think that he's going to break his sobriety thing, but he doesn't. He ends up getting through the entire dinner without any biz. Brian walks in, and Vishal and Amrit are like, God, he's such a good looking guy, but he has no game. And they act out the kind of game he has. And they're like, oh my God, you have such beautiful eyes. They kind of remind me of my mom's.
Amrit's like, I'm a gay man. I have way more game with women.
Yes. We find out that Vishal and Risha are not legally married. They did not get the marriage license, which is so them.
All bad.
Brian tells Vishal about getting curved by Avni. Because, you know, you miss things when you're the groom. Amrit talks about the joint bachelor party that they're going to have. And they're like, yeah, we were sick for 3 months after Vishal's bachelor party. Which I would imagine. I would imagine if Vishal's having a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Like, they're dead.
It looks like they had like Top Gun Maverick jackets on and like everything. They went down there for a good time. Mm-hmm. No one goes to Louisiana to like behave themselves. Just an FYI. So.
Right. They ask about Anisha showing up late. Brian's like, Anisha's misunderstood. Which I'm like, that's right. You have her back.
Yeah.
But Amrit's going to be messy. He's like, I'm going to ask for flight information, hotel information a month before and see if she does the same thing to me. And it reminded me of all the drama he caused season one. I was like, that's right. Yep. You were so messy.
and would not take ownership of any of it either. He's like, nope, this is all your fault. I'm just You know who he reminds me of? Do you watch Bling Empire? He's like Kane. He used to be like Kane.
Oh my God.
On
totally.
Bling Empire.
Yep.
Oh my God. Kane would like start so much shit. He's just like, what do you mean? No, I'm a great friend. I needed to tell her. That's how great of a friend I am. It's like, you did not need to like shatter these people's lives just to like be a good friend. Like, totally. Sorry. Not totally. Buying it.
I actually wish I didn't like the second season of Bling Empire. Did you watch it?
I watched. So this is the third one that just came out, right? Recently.
No, I think it's only the second.
Only the second, really?
I think.
No, I think this was the third. Or I think maybe a third one's come out now that you might have missed.
Did I miss? It's possible.
Because it came back pretty fast.
Because I was very
after.
Mad at the second one.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on.
I don't think I finished the third one, though.
Is it Netflix or HBO?
Netflix.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me double check.
HBO has that great House
of Ho. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of House of Ho.
Yes. I like them.
They are
ridiculous.
I was disappointed in the second season of House of Ho.
I did not watch the second. Okay. So that's okay.
It's because so first season, for anyone who wants to watch great reality TV that is like super unedited and like, they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. House of Ho season one, raw, holy shit. But the problem is it got so raw that they came back season two, like, we know how to curate and produce ourselves a lot. So, and I get it because when you watch the first season of House of Ho, you're like, damn. Like, they tell you the shit that is going down. Bling, that's right. Now I'm there. I'm like, that's right, Kane. So I liked first season of Bling Empire. I thought it was messy. I thought it was silly. Second season, I couldn't even get through the first episode. I was like, this is like scripted television. They were like, hi, line. God, guys, like try a little harder. It was kind of like Selling Sunset. I wish I could get into all those shows because they're kind of like
I used to watch them, but then I was like, when it was coming back one season, I'm like, why do I waste my time with this? Like, this is so stupid. So I don't watch that. I don't watch the Kyle Mauricio one on Netflix now. I loved Selling Tampa, but then that got canceled.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like,
I saw that was a big uproar.
I just like lost faith in everything now. So I'm like, I don't know what. I am looking forward to the Bling Empire spinoff, though. New York Bling, I think it is.
Ooh.
Because remember this past season, they introduced, or maybe it was season two, they introduced Dorothy Wang into the equation. And I think hers is going to be the New York spinoff.
Okay, I'm into that. I'll always give a first season a try because first season, they don't know any better.
Exactly.
You know, first Love season's that. The best.
I still got to watch Dubai Bling too.
Wait a minute. Okay, you know, so it's a very ridiculous white trash show. But it's actually really good. It's called Party Down South. It is.
I've heard this name.
I think it originally aired on the country music channel or something.
I think
so.
No
one really watched it. But you get it on MTV. You get it on the MTV channel now. Mm-hmm. Like MTV streaming app is where I watched it.
Oh, okay.
It's like, okay, the same people that did Jersey Shore. So like that kind of like lightning in a bottle situation where the house is disgusting. You're like, how can anyone live there? Really gross. But they become like family, a lot of really funny scenes. I only watched the first two seasons. I'm going to try to watch season three, but like, it's just really good reality TV. Party Down South. Highly recommend.
I'm into it.
But like, it is like, it's like old vintage reality TV. Like you can't do that anymore.
Right.
Like people would die because like they get so drunk and like punch things and like are bleeding and you're like, that wouldn't happen anymore. Like, it's like Jersey Shore. Did you ever watch Jersey Shore?
So it came out while I was in college.
Same.
I think. So I was like,
I was in high school.
Right. It came out when I was in middle school. Actually,
I was in fifth grade.
Right. But my friends, like, in the dorms were like obsessed with it. So like every night when it came on, they would have like that night, and like all the guys would like pile in the room, like watch it. I'm like, whatever, fine. And so of course, like I watched all the stuff and got into it too. So yeah, long story short, I did watch, but kind of begrudgingly.
You didn't love it.
It was something about, okay, for the longest time,
was it just not your thing? I'm like getting the vibe.
It's kind of like, I was that person, like, for the longest time, when it's something about younger people on TV acting like that, what I was seeing around. Yeah, it's just like, I was like, I don't know.
I was like, ew, it's so gross and dirty. Right. Like, and then when, because I liked Real Housewives of Orange County and like Pretty Things. I was like, I'd rather see them doing Pretty Things.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to see them trashy.
I like the older, like affluent kind of reality, you know, that kind of stuff.
But same. So then, I did not get into Jersey Shore at all. I did not, I was not on the trend. Like, people were talking about it all the time, and I was totally out of the loop. So it wasn't until last year that I watched Jersey Shore.
Oh, you went all the way through.
I literally was like, I didn't get any of the references. And finally, I was like, you know what? I make memes. I need to know what these goddamn, I needed more GIF material.
Yes.
So it, but that is what my point is for season one of Jersey Shore. I knew as I was watching it, I was like, take this in and enjoy it, because you'll never get like this season one of Jersey Shore experience again. Because once Jersey Shore took off, they became, you know what I mean? Like, it only got more and more successful. And you just start to watch as they get more and more corrupt because they're more and more famous.
It's like, I still watch it like every season, but like Big Brother, like early seasons of Big Brother, you could never put that on TV now. Like the stuff that they would say. And I was like, oh, like rewatching it now, because we recently rewatched season 6. So that was
Janelle. Oh, I love
Janelle for season.
I love Janelle.
The stuff they were saying on the season, I was like, ooh.
I love Howie. I love Janelle. And I was like, but you know what? America loved them too. And so it's like,
yes.
But it's like, it just shows you that on reality television, you just need to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I'm sorry. What
but
was
that's also where the world was. Yvette, then too.
Was that her name?
I hated her.
Yvette
so
is the like, worst.
The worst. Oh my God.
Like, I would be voice noting Donnie. Like, I just need you to know how much I hate Yvette. I hate her. I told him
because I could not for the life of me remember who won that season, because that was my first time watching that season all the way through. And so, but I, you know, like, you know who wins the stuff because you watch other stuff. And so I was like, who? I couldn't remember. Like, when she and Maggie were in those final two seats, I was like, I text Donnie, I was like, if Yvette fucking wins, like, it's already bad enough that Maggie might win this, but like, if Yvette wins this, I will
throw
this TV out the window. It was.
I wasn't.
Worst finale ever. Worst finale ever.
And I bet the producers were like, damn it.
Right.
These two?
Right.
America's so upset. And they They kept getting so mad because, like, America would be like, we love Janelle. And they would be, like, crying. Yvette literally throws herself on the bed crying one time. She's like, Janelle's not a good person. Why do they love her so much? It's like, you're not a good person.
Exactly. And she's, like, crying. Oh, my God. Every time they mentioned Eric or Cappy, as they call it, Cappy.
Over and over again. God, sorry about this Big Brother detour.
I know.
But once you start talking about season 6 Big Brother, you're the ones who made me get into it, because Chelsea was posting that she's doing a rewatch. Of course, I got through it like 3 times as fast as Chelsea did.
Chelsea is still working through it, as a matter of fact. Yes. I think she's still, because we had a talk recently and she was like, so I haven't finished, like, she loves it. It's so funny because she was like randomly pop back up in text messages and be like, oh my God, episode 11. I'm like, what are you talking about right now?
There was an episode in there that Donnie loves so much.
And yes.
I think it's like episode 15 or 16 or something like that. And when I got to it, I was like, oh, I get it. I get why.
Oh my, vintage reality TV at its best. Oh my God.
I need to watch it. I might throw it on in the background again. It was really, really, it's a really good season.
It is. That it was has back everything. When they did slop and every like it was.
Yes,
yeah. They don't even do that anymore. Really,
the physicality too. Like, oh my god, mm-hmm. They made them do some. That I was like, this is sadistic. The shit that they make them do. Okay, anyway, back to this. All right.
Wait, can I say, if yeah. y'all do like shows like that, they just, I think we've talked about this actually, because I told you I was obsessed with it, but they just rebooted The Mole on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the episodes are out now, because I was watching it like week to week as the episodes were being released. I was obsessed. Y'all watch it, like go... And make sure you pick the right one, because there's one from like 2000 that they rebooted, but like pick the one from 2022. It's called The Mole, and it is everything I need it to be.
Is that the one where they plant someone in the workplace?
So it's like they are like competing in challenges too.
Oh yeah, that's
like they all live together and everything, but they compete like they get different challenges. But like one of the person is there to like purposely sabotage everything. Ooh. And so they don't know who it is. They got to figure it out. They got to vote based on that. And then,
do you know as the audience who it is?
Nope. So you, I literally knew. I was like, I know who it is. And I was wrong too. I was like, shit. I would have never. But then as it started going along, I'm like, okay, I've got to narrow down to like two people that it could be. And then it ended up being one of those people. So,
ooh.
You can figure it out, but they don't make it easy at first to figure out. Because a lot of people do a lot of stupid stuff.
And so you don't find out who it is till the very end, right?
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm in. Mm-hmm. And I will report back.
Okay, good.
Anisha's parents pick her up from the airport because, you know, she's mm-hmm. in Arizona now. Mm-hmm. It's only been a week and a half, but she's like, did you guys miss me? And they're like, okay. Anisha's like, I guess I'll reach out to Vishal. They're mad at me for no reason. Oh. I mean, she goes, this is me season. I'm putting myself first. I have to point out that she's put herself first every season. It's Anisha. Anisha's put herself. Anisha's always looking out for herself.
Right.
Over at Rish's place. Okay. I'm really confused by this because he's talking about who's going to like ask her to move in. But like we know that is the audience. Then they're in a confessional together.
Mm-hmm.
And the producer asks Monica if she's moved in. And she goes, no way in hell. And then he looks at her like surprised. And so I'm like, wait, then she's like, I told you I have to have a ring. And I'm like, they're having this conversation in the confessional? Because right. then in the confessional, he's like, well, you know, I like the idea of having us under one roof. And so it's like, are you asking her in the, it is, I'm confused. I could not tell it's what was going on. Right?
No, and then they have that whole conversation. She has that whole separate conversation. So like, I don't know if they were like,
was that the first time he brought it up?
Conversation, right. I don't know if like they, because it made me feel like just putting your like reality TV producer hat on. It makes you feel like they faked that confessional conversation for the sake of setting up that scene where she asks her family, like her dad and is that her grandma?
Yeah.
Their dad and grandma. Yeah. About what do they think about that? And so that's what I was thinking.
So bizarre.
But, right. I'm like, I don't know.
If it was good, it was decent acting if they did.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Or if they're not moved in by the end of the season, then maybe it wasn't at all. So who knows?
Right? I don't know. Oh, I know. Good point. Ooh, good point.
Are they still together? Let me look again.
Ooh, I think they are. I feel like they went to I feel like they were both at BravoCon. That'll be a big bummer if they're not. Actually, no, it won't. Good for her. Amrit's getting ready to go meet Harley, who's his boss, and he's nervous. So that's exciting. Then we get to see laughing yoga. What?
His boss kind of creeps me out.
Oh, well,
I didn't
want
to say it, but.
We will definitely touch on that.
Yeah.
We get to laughing yoga with Monica and her dad, Raj. And that was terrifying.
I'm not going to lie. It was so infectious, though, that I was doing it with them on
you
the screen.
Were not.
I promise. I was like sitting in my chair watching. I'm like, I sound like a lunatic right now.
Dottie, but here I am. Dottie is the is what they call her grandma. And she's like a little, she didn't want to get married, but she was forced to. She wanted us to be a yogi. And so Raj, okay, I'm going to say this. I might have to edit this out based on your reaction.
Uh-oh.
Is Raj gay? Her dad does not strike me as a man that finds women attractive.
So I don't say it out loud, but I ask myself that every episode.
I'm like, ever since like there, he's like, your mom and I didn't work out. I'm like, because you're gay?
You feel like there's some in between the line reading that needs to happen. I know.
I just feel bad. I wondered a lot. I just don't know. Because Monica's like, I want to find the right girl for you. I'm like,
I know. I feel like I need to look you in your eye for a minute. I don't. I don't know.
Because he's like, Monica, what do you want to do for your wedding? And he's always so concerned about like tradition and like the way the community is going to think about things and stuff. So it's, but then of course she's like, so how would you feel about me moving in before marriage? And of course he's like, no, I would hope that you were engaged at least. But then in walks dope ass Dottie. And she's like, if she's comfortable, then she can. And Raj is like, what would the community think if they break up and then the community talks bad about her? Dottie's like, don't think negative. Monica, you are everything. My blessing is with you. Dada's blessing is with you. You are fine.
Me on Raj's page right now.
Who is he with?
That's Cynthia Bailey. He had the time of his life at BravoCon, apparently.
Okay.
It was Cynthia. He was with Lindsay Hubbard at one point. Like,
oh my God, he's posing with all the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Because he knows them. There's Nina from Dubai.
Okay. Oh, Marlo. Oh my God. She's like a whole person taller than him. Okay, so Raj is like, if he's the one for you, then go for it. I'm like, oh, now that's what you say.
Right.
All right, so Vishal and Risha drive to meet Anisha for dinner. Risha's title card says Vishal's wife, and in parentheses, not legally.
Not legally.
Shade.
Good editing.
Okay,
there.
Now let's talk about Amrit goes to meet Harley. Harley looks a fucking mess.
Harley literally looks like a comic book villain.
Yes.
Like, I would expect, like, that's what, like, the Joker looked like before he started wearing makeup.
His
like,
hair's
absolutely.
All fucked up. His jacket's not on all the way. I'm like, are you sure you want to sit with this guy?
Good look. I would have never thought, like, he came and gave him the best news. I would have never thought someone that looked like that was delivering any kind of good news to
anybody.
It
felt bad. It felt bad for sure.
It felt very
especially
ominous.
The way he, like, started it. He's like, you know, 10 years been working for him. He's right out of law school. You're at that age now where you either make partner or, you know, you're out the door.
Right.
I have loyalty to you. I'm like, I don't know if you do. I don't trust this guy.
No.
But then, of course, he's like, you are making partner. I'm like, thank God, because
right.
I don't trust you. I don't like this
also,
guy.
Also, go Nicholas. The perfect time for you to stay at home. Well,
it was because I was like, if this turns into a bad story for them, I'm not going to be happy.
I know. Not good Lord.
All right. Well, now the Vishal, Richa, and Anisha dinner. This is a fantastic scene.
Yes.
Anisha starts with a congratulations. You did it. And it's just awkward. And Risha's like, just say it. And Vishal's like, okay, well, and then the drinks come. And they're like, oh, okay. And it's so awkward.
So awkward.
Vishal's like, okay, it just feels, when he has to say something, he shakes. His whole body shakes, his mouth shakes. And
because he's trying to be tough, but he's really not a confrontational person. Every time he has to be in conflict, you can tell he's like anxious as all get out.
He really does not handle it well. And he's like, I just felt like I was chasing you during the whole wedding process. That was his thing, you know, which I'm sure was not wrong.
Right.
And Rich is like, yeah, I'm glad we didn't speak at the wedding. because I was really mad. And Anisha, that's, I think that scares Anisha. Uh-huh. And she's like, I had a lot going on and I didn't know what was happening. And Vishal's only point is obviously very valid. You just could have just communicated, like, I'm in the process of, you know, realizing obviously Anisha didn't want to tell them that she was with a new person.
Yeah, I think that's what it all stems from.
Yeah. And she's like, I was moving and I didn't want to pile on because it was your wedding and I didn't want you to worry about me. And Vishal, well, why did you decide to move like a week before? I'm like, not the move. Anisha goes, are you seriously asking why I decided to move with my boyfriend the week before? I'm sorry, Vishal. I did put my relationship before your wedding. I'm like, all right, now we're going to fight. Now we're fighting. And then, of course, Vishal asked why she didn't bring her boyfriend, even though she had a plus one. Mm-hmm. We're not going to meet this man, which does worry me.
I don't think we'll
me.
Ever get him revealed. Like,
it worries me because if you're on a reality show, you have to. And I hope she remains on the show.
Right. Because I love her. But it's always, it's already kind of icky now because now she's only there once a month. Like for a week, once a month. So it's like you got to do like triple filming during that month to just kind of even like be on the show. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I guess she's been in all the episodes so far. So
a good point.
Good sign. But good I don't point. Know how the rest of the season is going to shake out.
That's a very good point, actually. And he's just like, he's private and I don't want to start, you know, I get it. You don't want to introduce him to everybody and have it not work out.
Right.
Fair. Risha tries to like break the ice and like break the tension. And she's like, how's Arizona? And she's like, look, we want you to be happy. You know, it could have been like, Vishal, I stubbed my toe. I don't know like when I'm going to feel better. And he would have understood. Mm-hmm. And Vishal's like, yeah, I just felt like we were chasing you. And Anisha goes full Anisha mode. Because at the end of the day, both Anisha and Vishal are the biggest brats.
Yes.
She goes, I have a lot going on and I'm not apologizing. Maybe I'm being selfish. And Vishal's like, it is. I know. Maybe I am. I'm like, all right, cool. And Risha's like, I'm going to go with we didn't resolve much.
Yeah. This to her, this was pure comedy.
Yeah.
She was just here to be here.
Yeah. She ends up like ordering dessert and a cocktail.
Right.
But Anisha's like, I don't think there's anything to resolve. Like, are you over it? Like, are you going to drag this on? I'm not mad. Well, you don't have a reason to be mad, Anisha. Right? You have zero reason to be upset.
That is that's like the perfect, like, I almost feel like a Ralph Pittman move where it's like, you're over that, right? Aren't you over it? I feel like we're over it. We know as a married couple, we've got to get through this together. You know, God put us together for this reason. We've got to move on together. And it's like, okay, calm down. Like, I'm the one that needs to like be asking if we're okay right now. Like, that should be my line, not yours.
That is Gaslighter. Such a Ralph move. Oh my God. Like, now I'm like back to being like Drew Sidora is like, what? Oh my God, that's right. Such a good call.
Defending him to everyone else except to the people that matter. God.
Vishal's like, no, I'm not mad, but Risha's like, girl. Vishal, you know, it's like, we have 20 plus years history together and you're not going to tell me anything. I really wanted you at the wedding. And he's just like, I was at the wedding. But now she's holding back tears. Mm-hmm. Risha does not care because she's like, I would like the bread pudding and another cocktail.
Yes.
And then she goes, sorry if this was awkward and you wanted to leave, but I ordered a dessert and another drink.
Same.
Love.
Same.
She's like, and in her confessional, she's like, she's paying, so I'm taking advantage of this.
Boom.
Fair.
Yep. Wrong thing to tell me ahead of time.
Fucking Anisha. She's like, no, it's okay. I'm paying. I'm paying to get yelled at. Very, very on brand for Anisha. But she does finally soften. She's like, I understand your feelings. And if I was in your position, I probably would have felt a similar way. Mm-hmm. And then she starts to get teary-eyed. And I'm trying to figure out how to handle being in a relationship. Basically, I've been alone and I'm not used to this. And Vishal's not used to seeing Anisha cry either. He's like, no, I get it. Like, he's like, I want, I I feel bad.
Right.
And so, you know, all of this time being alone in the group, now I have someone and I'm trying to make this a priority. Squashed. Uh-huh. Over. Everyone's happy. And this is why we love this show, because that is watching a true friend fight.
Yep.
It looks like it's not going to get resolved. It looks probably like it's not. it's just like two mean things, but then they're both just on their own agenda. And he recognizes that he does know for a fact that she has been trying to find someone for years. She has uh-huh. finally found someone. Anisha is a mess and doesn't know how to handle things right. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, fine. And he's going to let it go.
Loved that.
Loved it.
Get back to where you were. Y'all probably aren't, but get back to where you were. I love them as friends.
Yes. And he's like, it is squashed. It is totally squashed. It's like, it's uh-huh. over. We can totally move on. She did go to the wedding.
Right.
She was there. She was. Was she a pain in the ass up to it? Yes. But that's Anisha.
Plus, I feel like it's different. Like, had she not shown up to my wedding until the last minute, it would have been a whole other situation, because, like, no, I need a head count. Like, I need to know how exactly how many plates I need to pay for. They're talking about, like, $100 a plate. No, I need to know by the 15th if you're coming or not. But, like, they've got money, and, like, it's okay.
And
like,
clearly
it's not
it wasn't
deal.
Like that. Clearly it wasn't, like, a sit-down. It wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. So everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Okay. It's all right.
But okay, now we're at Nicholas and Amrit's. Nicholas is on the couch with a blanket over his head, and Amrit is outside on the ground, like behind the they're so hungover. Mm-hmm. They went out until 4 a.m. Like, they Jesus. Went out, and they're both Ooh. Like, they're in the confessional, like, do you remember doing Jaeger bombs? Like, we did Jaeger bombs. It's like, oh my God. You know, everyone has that hangover that will haunt you. Like, just like, why did we do that? What were we doing? We're too old for that.
One of my drunkest moments in college was because of Jaeger bombs. I had never had her in my life. Someone introduced me to them, and I threw up everywhere that night after. Oh God.
I mean,
way too many Jaeger bombs.
I can relate. Jaeger bombs, it started fun. It started with me being fun and telling everyone, look at my butt. Look at my butt. We were in Berkeley, and I was literally like walking across the street, like stopping cars, being like, hey, look at my butt. And everyone was loving it. And then the next thing I know, throwing up.
Yep.
Waking up like, oh yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. No, not fun. Not at all.
Nope. No. Not in the slightest. No.
But they met up with Nirja, who is Sonnet's girlfriend, Risha's brother's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she is not a fan of Monica. Mm-hmm. She's, as he said certain things that would not have been said if they were close friends. And Amrit reads the texts from Vishal that night, which is, I'm like, this is just, I live for this type of shit. Like,
yes.
Read me the fucking texts from that night. Like, oh my God. All right. They are. I'm with Nirja. It's a lot. This is going to break people that we care about. Like, actually break. I'll tell you in person.
See, I love that and hate that. I love that as a fan.
Love
but
it.
If you're texting me that, I'm like, no, oh, I'm tell so, me right now. I cannot wait.
I'm calling you. I'm like, you
exactly.
fucking asshole. Tell
I'm
me right now.
Because I need to see your expression and
you
everything.
You are so rude. And then they're like at the club, like, hey, I'm like, no, you need to leave the club right now. Walk outside. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
But
I need
like,
to know everything.
It's such a like drunk decision to be like, because you need to tell the friend right away. You're like, oh my God, it's a lot. It's a lot right now. But yes. Like, you can't leave me with half information. Like, you need to tell me, get your voice, record it right now. Like, you need to record every single thing they're saying.
Especially when I don't know if you're going to remember this in the morning. Like, you might get blackout. Like, I need you to tell me right now.
That's a good point. If you are ever in a situation where you are really drunk and you are getting tea, get the recording device out.
Yes.
Because I cannot trust your memory.
All iPhones have them.
I do not trust your memory. Get it out. Right now. That is a good tip, everybody. If you are in the process of getting information, just don't trust yourself.
Nope.
Because I'm sure that's happened to me for sure. where I'm like, someone was telling me something. I'm like, oh, it's all fuzzy.
Right. I'll forget shit in a minute.
Oh, are you God, kidding me? I don't even need to be drunk.
Right. I'll forget something in a minute. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm like, what happened? All right. So next time we'll hear about what Neera just said about Risha being unfaithful. And like I said, not surprised. Not surprised.
I'm excited. Me too. I'm excited.
Well, this was a journey of a recording.
We've talked about everything.
We talked about everything. Fuck. This was like the biggest hodgepodge.
I know.
Talked about it all. Per use, guys. thanks for tuning in on our family journey. Our family journey. Let's call it that.
Our family journey.
Our family journey. I like it.
I like that. Yes. I do too.
It is a family journey. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Watch White Lotus. Watch The Mole. Watch everything we're watching so you can talk about it.
Watch about Big Brother season 6.
Yeah. Watch all of it. You okay. Won't watch Jersey Shore.
Watch Jersey Shore. Oh, there's a lot. You're racking up a lot of stuff. I might have to cut some of that. So if you get to this part and you don't know what we're talking about, it's because I cut it for time. So
right. There you go.
So you know what? Then some things you can't be privy to, and it's just for Kendrick and me. Okay.
There you go.
Love you guys. Mean it. Mwah. Bye. Bye.
You guys know where you can find me. Follow me on Instagram at realitycomics2. That's T-O-O. Come for the memes, stay for the ramblings and my stories. Find me on all available podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, all of the places, Reality and Comics 2. I would love to have you. Rate both of us 5 stars. Give us great reviews. You know, you can rate on Spotify now. People forget, but you can. So head on over there now.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to support me, please go to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaksbravo and buy me a coffee or 2 or 5. Also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, She Speaks Bravo with Emily Hanks. And if you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to the pod. Thank you guys. I'll see you on Instagram or TikTok at She Speaks Bravo. Bye.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.